Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And today, in this journey around the Fraser Coast where I'm looking for positive stories to share, I'm joined with a lovely lady from Tanana. Her name is Emma Newman. And Emma's, I got that right, didn't I, Emma?
Yes.
Oh. When I hear a pause, I just think, oh, have I said the wrong name? But, no, Emma's popped up on my social media as a performing artist, and she's young, and she's vibrant, and she's talented. And I thought, oh, I'm going to ask Emma if I can do a podcast. And, well, she said yes.
Yay!
So you've come into my little studio, and you've brought your guitar, Emma. And you are not going to be leaving here until you've strummed a few notes for me. Hey, thanks for coming in and joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're really welcome. I've already given away a little bit about you, but would you mind just letting everyone know who is Emma and what it is that you do?
Well, I'm Emma Newman. I'm a 14-year-old singer and songwriter. I try and book as many gigs as I can. And, yeah, I just write songs a lot and karaoke a lot of the time.
Oh, so you actually perform karaoke as well?
Well, I do. I practice a lot of karaoke. I've never really performed, like, in a actual place, but I practice a lot at home.
Yeah,
but,
like most teenagers.
Yeah.
So, okay, now let's go back a bit. So you're 14 now, mm-hmm. and you're already gigging and getting a name and being invited to play at gigs. So some of the places you've played, can you share some of those experiences?
Well, I have a semi-regular gig at 71 Wharf, and I've played at a Relay for Life, at the Brolga, some opening acts for some like bigger artists kind of thing. And then I also played at Happy Days just recently.
Oh, wow. So you're getting around. And when did this all start? So the guitar and the love of music and writing songs.
Mm-hmm. So I've always kind of liked music, been into it. Like when I was 4, I think I really started to try and sing, but I kind of really got into the wanting to do gigs and performing and all that. 2018 was okay. When I really started.
So you would have been 11 turning 12?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah, around there.
Wow. Most 11, 12-year-olds, they're not looking about going and gigging and putting themselves out in that space, reading books, watching movies, social media with friends. Wow. And do you have friends that do this with you, or is this really your solo path that you're taking?
I'm trying to just be a solo artist. I do have a couple friends that like to sing, but, yeah, I just kind of tried to do it on my own sort of thing.
Fantastic. Look, I want to ask you some more questions about you, but since you're mm-hmm. sitting there holding your guitar, I name everything. Have you got a name for your guitar?
No, not really, actually. I name, like, a lot of stuff, so it's surprising.
Yeah, to me she looks like a ginger.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, okay, so your no-name guitar, do you want to strum a few notes?
Can we sure.
Can we hear you?
Yeah. Wait, it could be called Patricia. We'll name it Patricia.
Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a story there?
No. Okay. I was scared of dentists and the door. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dreams. Oh, and they come unstuck.
Keep going! Okay. No, that's fantastic. Oh, I'll get you to play again. Hang on. Okay. Oh, you gave me goosebumps.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh, the listeners too. When do you turn 15?
June 29th.
Okay, so you're only halfway through being 14.
Yeah.
And that voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a little bit of an accent.
Yes.
Okay, so where does the accent come from?
Well, I'm originally from America, from Ohio, but moved here when I was about 2.
Ah. Can you say Ohio, like Ohio?
Ohio.
Yeah. So is Mum from Ohio?
Yes.
And have you been back there?
No, we actually haven't since since we moved here, but okay. Maybe sometime.
Yeah, so your accents really just come from family.
Yeah.
And what sort of music do you like?
Yeah, like kind of the pop rock kind of. I really like listening to Demi Lovato. She's like my favorite, so that's pretty much my whole playlist is just Demi Lovato songs.
Okay, what's your favorite one?
I like Anyone.
Anyone.
It's a new one.
I'm going to have to listen to it because I'm old. Or older than you. I'm still young, but I'm older than you, and I don't know that song, so I'm going to
Yeah, it actually just literally came out today. She performed it for the first time.
Oh, then what am I saying? It's all right for me not to know the
Yeah,
song.
Of course.
Have you got something planned that I can help you with?
What do you mean?
Well, you're really good at what you do, and I'm not really good at what you do, but I'm okay with what I do. But can I help you do what you do?
Yeah, sure.
I can hum or I can beatbox.
Of course, yeah.
You just tell me what I can do.
You can beatbox if you like.
Okay, what song? Are you going to do the same song
again? We can do the same song, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll try and do backups.
Sure, okay.
I apologize in advance if I destroy your song.
No, it's all good. Scared of dentists in the dark.
Don't be afraid.
I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dreams. And they come unstuck. Lady running down to the riptide, take me away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing words wrong.
I know I am.
Yes, that was good.
That was actually a really good song.
We should perform that sometime.
Oh, thank you. If you see me in the audience, pull me up. Jessie, come on up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, Emma. You've really got a talent. And
thank you.
I'm saying that from a space that I don't have a talent, and I'm really respectful that you have a talent and you're so young. So have you taught yourself guitar, or have you had lessons?
Well, my mom actually plays guitar too. Nice. So she taught me a few chords, but I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos just trying to learn a lot more.
Fabulous. Okay, so are you available for gigs?
Yes.
Yeah, so if anyone's listening and they think, oh, I need an artist or some music for an event I'm having,
mm-hmm.
How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I have my Facebook music page, which is just Emma Newman Music, and then I've got Instagram, just the social medias that they can contact, and my email address. And
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to be hooking up with you because I can already think of something that I think that you could help me with.
Oh,
by
cool.
Performing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let that cat out of the bag yet, or that horse off the rein. But there's something brewing in my background. So is there anything else that you'd like to share today? No?
I don't know.
We're going to have to thank your dad for bringing you down all the way from Tanana. And where are you heading off to next? What's your next big gig?
Well, my next gig is at 71 Wharf, a Valentine's Day one.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I'm pretty excited for that, actually.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Tune into my podcast or have a look through my blogs because there's all different people doing different events.
Yeah.
And if you just reached out to those people, and now particularly that they will hear you on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You just might find a connection there too.
Yeah, connections are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Emma, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Can I be annoying? And have you got anything else you can play?
Yes.
That you can maybe take us out with?
And sure.
I won't interfere. I might sit here and smile though.
Stare my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I need life putting me on the shelf. No. Don't lose who you are. living, dreaming is believing. It's okay not to be okay. Sometimes it's hard to follow your heart, but tears don't mean you're losing. Everybody's bruising. Just be true to who you are. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Is that a song that you wrote?
No. I can actually do a song that I wrote if you'd like.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is a newish one. This is called At Least I Tried. There's no such thing as a perfect storm. Guess you can always trust what they say. Are you scared what you want, what you're fighting for? Bad spirit just remains the same. You send me breathing when I'm going to try and catch my breath. Yeah, I'm still grieving. You always put me on the shelf. Yeah, I find just underestimate me. I'm never really fine. You say mistake just on replay. I'm glad it wasn't mine. At least I tried. At least I try.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
I have to. Sorry, I'm so corny. Hey, Emma, you're amazing.
Thank you.
You really are. You gave me goosebumps when you sing. Oh. I'm so proud of you, and I'm not even your mother.
Thank you.
Isn't that weird? Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
I'm going to share a blog. Please get in touch with Emma, 14-year-old with a massive future, and she's Fraser Coast own artist. So I'm going to claim you.
Yeah.
Okay. Born in America, but she's Fraser Coast raised. So, thanks for coming in, Emma.
Thank you so much. Da 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 da